Welcome to the show. This is the Day at the Beach podcast, number 169. And for this podcast, I'm going to mix things up just a little bit. I'm going to play some of the bands that I've played over the last couple podcasts, which is pretty normal. But from time to time, I will get a digital single from a band or an artist that wants me to play their music. And I've been kind of holding on to some of those and putting them on the back burner. And I think it's time to pull those out and put them on a podcast. So I'm going to play things today that maybe aren't your typical surfy things, which is kind of typical with me, isn't it? My view of surf music is pretty broad, but some of this stuff is more on the jazzy side and a little maybe experimental and all sorts of things like that. So tell me what you think. I'm going to start off with a band called the Bumblebats. They're from Montreal, Canada. They put out an EP earlier this year called Standing in the Shadows of Munchton. And they have given me a digital download code. And I'll get into how you can win that code here right after this first set of music. So we're going to start with the Bumblebats. The name of the song is Move It On Over. Au revoir. Maybe that's what it is. My lack of French is obvious, isn't it? Anyway, the pun is Move It On Over. These are the Bumblebats. This is A Day at the Beach, number 169. My name is Clint Beachwood. Hope you enjoy the show. Let's go. Just heard the Evanstones out of Seattle, Washington. I think this came off of their first release called There Are No Words, came out in 2014, and the song was called Ripcord. They do have a brand new album out. I will be getting more into this very cool album called 1961 on the podcast coming up, so be forewarned. Good stuff from the Evanstones. From Toulouse, France, one of two bands from Toulouse, France on today's podcast. You just heard Los Atreas. They did a song called Dispersion de la Atrea, and that comes from an album called Première Vogue. At least that's what I'm going with. Just released back in April. Before that, it was the Lee Valensky Trio. Certainly not the most surf-sounding band coming out of the San Francisco Bay Area, but I really enjoy his music. The new album is called Soul March 2000. I played High Heel Sneakers. This album contains, it's about 50-50, covers and originals, and a lot of the covers come from the late 50s, early 60s time frame. Really cool stuff. As of now, the album is only available in digital form, but a CD and perhaps even vinyl are to be coming out in the next month or two, so keep an eye out for that. And the Bumblebats started the show with Moving On Over. And like I say, their four-song EP, Standing in the Shadows of Munchton, is up for grabs. If you want this digital download from Bandcamp, just let me know. Send me an email to clintbeachwood@gmail.com. In 2 weeks from today, which will be June 27th, I will collect all those who have requested this EP, put your names in a hat, and let you know the winner on the 27th of June. Up next, so the Tourmaliners, they're from right here in San Diego, and this is their take on Weezer's Island in the Sun. That band was Bikini Wipeout doing a song called Wakula Springs. The album is Eterno Verano al Sol. Bikini Wipeout is a band similar to, let's say, Drifting Sand up in the Bay Area, or maybe the Surfing Lungs, also in Spain, and also maybe the Beach Boys. They do a lot of vocals, very few instrumentals, but they sent me three of their instrumentals off of this album, and I played Wakula Springs. Before that was Chum, an LA-based surf band headed up by Adrian Anthony. They've been around for quite a while up in LA. I played Two Wave Hold Down, another song off their Endless Bummer LP that came out September of last year. From Brazil, it was Os Pampa Howlés. They did Nick Goes Surf from a self-titled album. And the Tourmaliners doing Weezer's Island in the Sun. Fun little song, great melody. And you can check out that song on all of the digital downloading sites. Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. Up next is a guy by the name of Wiley Bo Walker. He has had a career that's lasted more than 40 years. He's from the UK, and he dabbles in every sort of music you can imagine. Rock, blues, gospel, soul, rhythm and blues, you name it. And this is his take on surf music. It's called Jawbreaker, Surf Beat Frenzy. Wiley Bo Walker. We'll be right back. That was one of two Russian surf bands in that set. It was Girl Over Planet doing Most People Call Me Jim. And that comes off their album In Search of Cosmic Oceans. Very cool album by Girl Over Planet. Came out in April. Before that, Black Flamingos going back to the 60s with a cover by Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. A song very appropriate for today's world. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. That was a digital single put out by New Jersey's Black Flamingos. If you're too young to know about that song, I would highly suggest you go to YouTube and search out Kenny Rogers in the First Edition, Just Dropped In. And be sure you get a video where you can follow along with the lyrics, because there's some very cool psychedelic lyrics with that song. Before that, the other band from Russia, The Propellers, did Wake Up, another cut off of their Propellers Attack LP. And the set started with Wiley Bo Walker with Jawbreaker, and then in parentheses, Surf Beat Frenzy. I mentioned YouTube. I have a YouTube channel that has just a ton of surf music videos. That's the name of the channel. I have new stuff, old stuff, even some non-surf instrumental videos. I think you will like it. You can find it by going down to the bottom of the playlist there with all the information. Go to that YouTube channel and see what you think. If you like it, subscribe and enjoy hours of surf music videos. Starting off this next set is a band called Hugo Stranger and the Rattlers. They come from Brisbane, Australia. They have released a few singles, and I'm going to play Sunset Rays. And that's Rays as in W-R-A-Y-S. Thank you. The Kaputniks, one of two bands from Ontario, Canada, in that set. You heard Evening's Empire from an earlier release by them, self-titled, came out in January of 2019. They have a brand new album out called Counterintelligent, and I will certainly be playing more songs from that in the future. From the Detroit, Chicago area, I played a band called Asphalt Eaters. Title track from their album, Sir, This License Is Expired. You can check them out on SoundCloud. The Suffragettes, the other band from Ontario, Canada, put out a new 45. I played Halaiwa Hustle. That's backed with Bonsai Pipeline, a Henry Mancini song. The ever-lovely Suffragettes. And the set started off with Hugo Stranger and the Rattlers doing Sunset Rays. Well, I'm going to wrap the show up with four more songs. Sis Malikian is going to do Sin Retorno from his LP Kingdom of Madness. That came out in April. He's down in Mexico City. Another band from Chicago area, The Phone Calls, sent me a digital single. You heard Mr. Dr. M.D. And then after The Phone Calls, you'll hear the second band from Toulouse, France, Captain Rico and the Ghost Band. They're going to do Epic Wave from their album, The Forgotten Memories of the Beaches. And I'm going to close the show with an album that came out a couple years ago that I just picked up. It's Lee Hazelwood's Woodchucks, and the album is called Cruisin' for Surf Bunnies. The song I'm going to play is Baja Part 1. Now, this album was recorded by Lee Hazelwood and members of the Wrecking Crew in October of 1964, but it wasn't released until 11 years after Hazelwood died in September of 2018. You'll notice that this song is much, much slower than the one you recognize from The Astronauts, and I'm just wondering if this is the way Lee Hazelwood intended the song to sound like, or if he just slowed it down for this particular recording. It's a great album. Highly recommend picking it up. Lee Hazelwood's Woodchucks. As always, thank you to Rick Wilkinson of Do-It-Yourself Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast. You've been listening to podcast number 169 of A Day at the Beach. Hopefully 170 is just right around the corner. Adios.